Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 323 of the Classic Elite Podcast. My name is Scott. Got Kevin with me tonight. Kevin, what is going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, not much. I'm good. I'm dying. My wife discovered bleach, and my basement is bleached. So I am right now consuming bleach, and it hurts my lungs.
Hopefully you're... I know that you actually do smell it a bunch. Hopefully you don't actually get it. I hear like burnt lung, like from bleach, is really, really uncomfortable for a while.
When I was young, I had a Pomeranian. I had four Pomeranians who pissed all over my basement.
Okay.
And it was my birthday party, and we're all going to hang out in my basement. My mom decided the best thing to do is clean that piss with bleach. Now, I don't know if you know science.
Is bleach, that ammonia and bleach? So mustard gas for birthday.
It went like a smoke, like a bubble, a cloud of acid exploded in the basement, and all the kids were like, their eyes were all like watery and red. It's great. So we had to spend the most of the time outside. Thankfully, we had a backyard, but yeah. So I have my history with bleach.
There you go. Welcome to the cheers, Kevin. Yeah, I'm water tonight for me.
Amsterdam Blonde. I think I had this before. Ooh. It's pretty good.
I had an American Blonde, they called it.
What was her name?
I had a good weekend, hung out up at the lake. That was a lot of fun. And tomorrow I'm playing in a golf tournament where you play alternating shot with your partner. So I hit, then he has to hit wherever my ball is at.
Oh, so it's like golf horse.
What's that?
You know the game horse?
Oh, kind of a little bit, except like it's more like a teammate thing.
Yeah, so you have to hit it there, and he takes the next shot.
But it's still, it's similar to that. That should be a lot of fun. I haven't done something like that in quite a while. Should be cool. Nothing else over the last week.
I went to the drive-in last week, and I went fishing. We watched E.T. My daughter threw up in the car.
Oh, no. Sick while it was sitting still? Or too many
gummy bears. No, so we were at the drive until 2 in the morning. And then the next, because it was a double feature, it was Trolls
was wasted.
And but she had candy and gummies and all that shit because I went crazy, right? And then the next morning at 7 a.m., we went fishing and ate candies and, and then I gave her a Slurpee. And in the car ride home, she threw up in the car seat. So my car reeks of puke. Mm. And I had to take the car seat all apart and, hose it down. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
Then I found out it was machine washable, so I was very happy about that. But it still reeks. Yeah. So that was my weekend. Oh, it was great.
Ups and downs, right?
Bleach, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just dying of smells everywhere.
Well, we'll try to be swift, I guess. It's light in the news again, and I played about as many video games as you did, apparently. So
yeah. And I made sure to cut down on the sales.
Are such a bad thing. Look, I'm sorry I was a dickhead. I apologize.
No
more teasing you about video game sales.
I can't tell the difference between honest teasing and mean teasing. Okay? I can't tell.
You know what, though? I have a terrible time of conveying it. You're not the only person that week that I was a little too... I wish I would have taken it back a notch,
No, I'm totally joking. I didn't take any offense to it.
I know you didn't, but I was kind of...
Now I don't know. Now I don't know if you're serious again. No, there aren't that many sales this week.
There were not. But I did get Outrun. That's super fun on the 3DS. Yes, I did pick that up.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is fantastic. $3 is a phenomenal... that's perfect for that kind of effort into a game like that.
Did you get the blue car yet? I didn't even know there was a blue car.
No, I played twice, and I was like, okay. So, Katana Zero is where the little bit of playing I've done has been that. So, I guess to get started, man. Were there any games that came out that we wanted to talk about? Anything that kind of caught your attention?
There's two. Well, first off, the game Persona 4 Golden Edition has come out for PS4 and PC now.
Big old bangers coming out too. Sorry. So Persona 4, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and I saw like a thing online where it shows like that same scene from Toy Story when he drops Woody and goes, "I don't want to play with you anymore," except it's a Vita, because Persona 4 was only available on the Vita. So now you can play it on the PS4.
That's a good meme. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. You never played Persona, right?
Mm-mm.
I played this one. This is the one I put 40 hours into, and I just wasn't feeling it. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I'm stuck here. I bought Persona 5 because it was on sale, because I heard it's like completely different and better. But okay. I still haven't played it because I'm playing FF7 still. But I didn't like it. But I mean, you don't have to like everything.
Sure.
But yeah, it's on PS4 now and PC, so that's pretty cool. And I don't see, besides the big fucking hitter, I don't see anything else. Do you see anything else besides the big hitter?
Just something called Desperados 3 is reviewing well.
Okay. I have never heard of that.
Me either. And this is the third one. That's neat. It's reviewing well on the Xbox and PC. On PS4. So, but yeah, we got a must play showing up on Metacritic,
which is The Last of Us 2.
Yep. I got to play that first one sometime.
Yeah, you do. Even the DLC too. I expected this game to be like 10s and 9s all around,
because sure.
Naughty Dog is really good at their craft. And I know that there's controversy, like I spoke before, about the game itself. Controversy, quote unquote. A couple of dummies didn't like the game storyline. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not hyped about it. I'm not crazy about it, but I will play it when I, you know, it's on sale for $20. Sure, why not? I'm on the edge of my seat of it, but I understand that others are. And it finally came out. So that's great. I'm surprised it came out on the PS4, to be honest. I thought it was going to be one of those PS5 games.
Wasn't The Last of Us kind of a swan song for the PS3?
It was. That's why it's kind of beautiful that they did this.
Yeah.
I've stayed away from reviews. I stayed away from anything about this game, because even though I'm not hyped about it, I don't want to be ruined. Mind you, I've already been ruined. But I don't want to know. There's some games I just don't want to know, like Death Stranding. Sure. I still have no idea what that game's about, and I refuse to look anything up about it. And I will buy it when it's on sale. So. Other than that, no other big hitters came out this week.
Cool, cool. All right, man. Well, you know what that means. It is time for
news! Also, I listened back to our older podcast. I caught up. And because in Final Fantasy VII, I'm doing like arena level, so I don't have to pay attention to that, so I can hear podcasts.
Okay.
And I've noticed your dun-dun-dun-dun-dun and your... Super Mario sound effects. What are the two? The dun 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 is the bad one when you don't like a sail.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
They're both from the Mario 2 slot machine.
Yeah.
Like a win or a loss. Dun,
the dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun. Okay.
Yeah. I
was like, he didn't like that sail.
I cut out the bad one. I'm done being a dickhead. So.
No, let's keep it. It's funny, especially because I can't hear it. So no, I'm like, wow, this sounds.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, I'm gonna bring it back when I figure out the boomerang software.
Okay,
so you can hear it. So yeah, because it's unfair if you can't like defend yourself, you know.
Because I'm like, wow, Doom Classic is $2.50. This is the greatest thing ever.
See, yes. So I'm over here having a blast, like being a shithead.
It's like making fun of me from the other room.
I only did it to the people I care about the most. So
that's good. It's all good. But for news, so there was a couple of things that were released. I was very surprised. One, a new Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah.
What happened? Where did this come from? I thought we were good. It is a rhythm-based game, and if Kingdom Hearts Little Mermaid level has taught me anything, it's that their rhythm-based game sucks. But Square Enix did release Theater Rhythm Heaven? Theater Rhythm? The Final Fantasy one. Theater Rhythm? Theater game? Theater something. It's okay. A rhythm game with Final Fantasy music. And that was good. So if it's anything like that, I saw it. It looks like it's story-based with Guitar Hero liking prompts and stuff. So far, I think it's only in Japan. Oh, so it's in development and will be released on Switch and PS4 and all that jazz later this year.
I heard the Bombcast talking about it, and
yeah,
Jan, one of the video producers, he's like, and they're gonna put story beats behind it. So now I'm gonna have to play a fucking rhythm game.
That's the thing. It's gonna have lore and canon behind it.
Yes.
And like, he's like, every Kingdom Hearts game has some sort of canon and lore behind it, no matter how tiny it is. It sucks because not every Kingdom Hearts game is good.
Well, Jeff Gerstmann also said that there was a mobile thing coming out too. So you know that if you really want to get it all, there's going to be some story beats and some mobile game that's coming out soon too.
There is the Kingdom Hearts mobile game that I played for 2 years and then said, I'm done with this.
Well, there's something else apparently. Now, maybe it's like an addition to that, or maybe it's a whole new game. I don't know. I was like doing stuff. Like, that was podcast playing while I was at work. So, like.
Well, the cool thing about the mobile game is that it tied with Kingdom Hearts 3. Now, this is a spoiler, but the game is 3 years old. Or, sorry, it's 1 year old. It's Kingdom Hearts 3. Oh, not really a big spoiler, but at the end of the game, you call all your friends.
What happened? Just that phrase is the best. Like, this isn't that big of a spoiler. At the end of the game, I believe you that it's not. That phrase is the best.
Like, it's not story spoilery, but it's cool what they do. And I don't care if you care for anyone.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. So in the end of Kingdom Hearts 3, you call all your friends to help you fight, and these friends happen to be all the characters from the mobile game. So if you were the first like 500 people who played the game right when it came out, like your name shows up in the game.
Like you.
So my name says Kevin, because I'm not creative by any chance. It may or may not be me. I'm going to say it's me, just like how my name is in the Paranormal Activity credits. That's me, Kevin Souza. I don't care. It's me. So in this game, it says Kevin has my little icon, all capitalized. So I'm very creative that way. And I was one of the first people to play that game when it first launched because I love Kingdom Hearts. It's me. I paused it. I took a screenshot of it. I sent it to all my friends. My mom's like, hey, because she doesn't know what I'm sending her. But yeah, so that's cool. That's all the spoilers. Spoiler over. But new Melody of Memory is called Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory. It's alliteration. They do that a lot. I'm surprised they didn't call it Kingdom Hearts 3.2 Melody of Memory. Whatever. I'm happy. Anything with Kingdom Hearts, I'm happy. Cool. It's going to feature over 140 songs, including ones from Disney. 4 modes will be available. Okay. Including online battle. And if it's anything like Just Dance, you have to like pay extra to get the 90-day trial to play these songs. That's not true. My daughter has never touched Just Dance since that day. So I'm happy that happened. Next. In the news. Oh, I can go. New Pokemon Snap has been announced.
Yep, I never played Pokemon Snap.
Oh, I thought you did. I was waiting for you to like jump in with like your dick out and be like, "Woo!" No, nothing.
I've watched. There's one of the speedrun documentary people has Pokemon Snap video that YouTube insists I watch. It's one of those that, like, if I let the autoplay come in, like, it automatically plays that one.
It's weird.
Strange game to speedrun too, right? There's a new one coming to Switch.
Yep. Sweet. The last time it was released was on the Wii U as the N64 version. The only time I played Pokemon Snap was in a Blockbuster kiosk where they had like the little demo things you could play and you could print out your characters.
They didn't do it with the 3DS with all the AR stuff they had built in.
Oh, Blockbuster was long gone when a 3DS came out.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Like a Pokemon Snap.
Oh, no. I know, right? It's like missed opportunity stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have done it with Pokemon Go. I mean, come on. Screenshot that shit. I remember doing that at Blockbuster, and you can print out the snaps that you did. There's a little printer there. Same thing with the Game Boy camera. That's the only time I ever interacted with it was at a Blockbuster kiosk. Man, I fucking miss Blockbuster. I want my fucking pass back, man. I miss renting movies and games.
I'm with you on. I never liked Blockbuster. I liked Network Video. Oh, that was my favorite one. And even
we had no other choice. Yeah. Just Blockbuster. I told you I used to put my initials on the games I passed or played.
No, I don't. Well, if you did, I forgot. That's awesome. That's a cool thing.
So every Sega Genesis game or any game, I would like take the sleeve out of the Blockbuster thing and like put my initials on the spine and put it back. So I'd like look at it. I'm like, have I played this game? Oh, my initials. I have played this game. Yeah.
We had a – it was a pharmacy. It was called The Farm, but it was like
– with a PH, like fat?
Yes.
Fat Farm. Yeah. I finally get that clothing line.
And it was kind of like a grocery store as well as a pharmacy.
Jesus Christ.
And it had a little, video rental section that was actually low-key pretty great.
Oh, cool.
We had a place called Video Connection that I liked a whole lot. So Blockbuster always felt more expensive in my town.
It was $5.01 to rent a game. I remember that.
Yeah, it just felt like the other places had a... Well, I was never allowed to buy candy there. My mom was on a budget, so the way for me to go was definitely network video and the farm and all that kind of stuff.
I broke a game, and then I got a free game out of it. That was weird.
Wow, okay.
And the guy was even pissed off at me. I broke Medal of Honor. I, like, snapped it in half. I was very angry at it. Very angry kid. And I brought it back saying I accidentally, like, stepped on it. And he's like, so let me get this straight. You break one of our games, and you have to get another free rental? I was like, yeah, I guess, if that's your policy. And I did. So, good times.
You know, an unsatisfied customer. It's on the door, man. I don't know.
Hey, Medal of Honor sucked, man. What do you want me to say?
We have two things in the news essentially left, right? We can talk about the PlayStation, or we can talk about...
Well, let's talk about the big news first.
The big news, all right.
Yeah. So, you can play. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I felt like I was making you do all the headlines tonight. You can now play Lee Carvalho's Putting Challenge.
Putting Challenge.
If you're a listener of the podcast, you will know that Kevin has brought this game to my attention several times because I have an unironic deep love for Lee Trevino's Fighting Golf, which this game is a like parody of or whatever.
Yeah, which I thought this was the same guy. I was like, oh, that game exists when you first told me about it.
And they just picked another Italian name, even though his name's Trevino, which is Italian, but he's Mexican.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. It always threw me off because he was called Super Mex in the game.
Super Mex?
Yeah.
That was M-E-X or like a robot?
M-E-X, like the Super Mexican.
How do you become a Super Mexican?
That was his nickname. That's just what people called him. Like there was another guy in
people
there.
People or white people, Scott?
Huh?
People or white people? Were they like, yeah, Super Mexican over here?
All people. Like that was his nickname. I don't know. Like,
oh. I
can tell you that also, like, Jumbo Ozaki's in there. That was a nickname. He was a big guy, big hitter. So everyone kind of had nicknames. Miracle Chosuke was in there. No, I don't. I don't think by calling him Super Mex, there's any sort of racist intention in there.
You people make me sick. Is Lee Carvalho a real person?
Is he not allowed? What if he's okay with that name though? Like, what if Lee Trevino likes that name? Is that not allowed?
Oh no, I don't care. Okay. Is Lee Carvalho a real person?
No.
Oh, he's not. Oh, okay.
No, it's because Carvalho is like Trevino. It's a play on like an Italian sounding name. That's
oh, all. I don't know. Sometimes they'll make a game based on like a real person.
Well, maybe there is a Lee Carvalho, but I'm not aware of Lee Carvalho.
So The Simpsons have always been good at parodying games. Mm-hmm. It kind of annoys me when it's not right. Like they call a Wii a Z. I'm like, just fucking call it a Wii. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, just call it what it is.
Yeah.
And when you have Dinky not Dinky Dino, Dinky something instead of Crash Bandicoot, they had a Dingle Dangle or Dingle Dongle. What the fuck is that thing called? Dingo Ate My Baby. Yeah, Dingo.
A Dingo, yeah.
And like they always, but they, the way they make games of like repeated, like, you know, the Punch Out thing in The Simpsons when they had like Homer versus Bart and like a Punch Out style game.
I don't remember.
And it has like, yeah. Oh, you don't remember that? No, it's like season one, season two. And then they had like the game like Bone Storm, which is a parody of Mortal Kombat. It's just blood on the screen, and they fight each other. And then there's a game where the two women are fighting each other. It's like, slut, slut, the hair. And it's like repeated voice samples.
No.
So they do great with like old school parodies. And Lee Carvalho was one of those, you know, choose your ball. Ball is now in parking lot.
Yeah.
Would you like to play again? You have selected? No. So it's cool that someone made this game and it's free. Have you tried it out?
No, I haven't. I feel like I've totally neglected.
I did the same. I know I played the exact same way as Bart did. It's like, choose. I recommend Feather Touch. You have selected Overdrive. Would you like to play again? You have selected? No. So it's cute. It's just a fun thing that someone made.
Yeah.
Now I hope someone else makes Bone Storm. That'd be amazing. But the real big news, and I'll let you do this one as well.
Okay. Well, the PlayStation 5 was revealed, and they had an event. There were lots of games they showed.
So before we go to the games, what did you think of the PS5?
I don't know how to describe it, but when I was a kid, whenever I saw anything that had a color palette of white, black, and blue. Uh-huh. So white accents, blue accents, or black accents, and the other two is dominant colors. For some reason, gives me Mega Man video game vibes. There was a building in Toledo, Ohio that I used to drive by. I would swear Mega Man robots were built in there. Like, it didn't matter that it was a video game or not. There was something about sometimes this palette came together and Mega Man flashes in my head. Yeah. And that's what I think of this console is I got that Mega Man palette flash in my head that it happens to me. I'm the only one that I've never actually even articulated this to somebody before, but it gave me a Mega Man vibe, and it is not, I don't like curvy, shapy stuff. So it's not aesthetically what I would want, but you know, it looks more like my snake plant behind me right here than it looks more organic than mechanical or machined. I would have no problem. I wouldn't be deterred from having it in my entertainment center or anything like that. It was weird. It wasn't my choice, but it gives me Mega Man vibes. What about you?
Oh, I love it. I love stupid console design when it makes a console try to be like. If I look at this, I think it's a game console.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
That's what I like to see. Like the PS4, the Xbox One, they're just boxes. There's nothing fun about them.
PS3, I totally agree. But I don't PS3 like PS3
was just a
apparently
the PS3 was just a box, like with they had the piano box. Glossy one, but it was still like a box, But like the 360 had that nice curve when it came with the slim ones, they had like the it looked like it was bent in the middle. That was nice. The Wii, it was white and had that blue lighting that you're talking about. If you had like a message in your thing, it had like a blue light that would glow out of this beautiful Wii console. The GameCube was exactly what it was. It was a fucking stupid cube. It was a game. You know what I mean? Like, I like those designs.
I agree. And I do like that this looks like a leaked prototype, and it's the real, like, it's not what if it was my creative character, this is not what I would land on. But it's fine.
Between the Xbox, what's the new one called?
The Series X.
The Series X and this, I always thought the Series X was like just a modem or a fridge. This thing looks like a next generation console. It has curvy lines.
Also,
it's sharp.
Also, a next generation router or next issue. Like, I love.
Yeah,
it's fun. I think that is a great and perfect way to look at it. Again, it's not what I would choose, but I think that you're spot on, man, and it is a video game console. They're like, hey, look, I play video games. I'm not an air freshener. I'm not maybe a Mac. I'm not maybe a little trash can. I'm not maybe...
It's like if I was a kid and I traveled to the future, they showed me this, and they're like, here's a PS5. I'm like, exactly what I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Just like iPhone, like the white iPhone, remember those ones? Or not iPods, I mean. Like white, and it's like has a big screen. I'm like, I would expect to see that in the future.
I wish I remembered who said it so I could give a credit. They're like, I like the they were like, I like the Georgia O'Keefe-ness. I'm like, yeah.
It's like, I don't know who that is.
Oh, she was the maybe because she's an American painter. Sorry, she's a pretty famous American painter, and she would paint flowers, and it was just she just basically painted vaginas all the time.
Oh, and gotcha.
She just painted vagina lips, but they were flowers. So she became this very famous floral painist.
Uh-huh.
But it was just vaginas. And this has a very vagina lipsy or Keithy kind of look to it.
So there's two versions.
You should look up Georgia O'Keefe, man. She's, if you need some artwork suggestions, she's amazing. Like even though it was like vagina lips, they would show it to us in little school, in like grade school. Like, she's one of the American greats. You should learn about her.
And I draw dicks and I'm in trouble. Ever watch American Vandal on Netflix? Oh, amazing show.
That, crap. There is a, there's a, there is, oh, the Lion King thingy with the mockumentary that's getting made, or like the TV series that's getting made. Like Nicolas Cage is starring in it. Oh, Nicolas. Oh, Nick Cage is going to be Joe Exotic.
Oh, the Tiger King.
Tiger. What did I say?
Lion King.
Sorry, way off. Tiger King.
Nicolas Cage in a mockumentary of the Lion King. How does that work?
You're like, I'm in? Okay. No, sorry. Tiger King.
Yes, I have heard of that. Nicolas Cage.
Tiger King. That direct is, I was like, that's going to be terrible. And then it's the same director as American Vandals.
Oh, really? Okay.
So now I'm in. Now I'm in. Now I'm like, all right.
American Vandal only had 2 seasons. I know. It sucks. It was so good.
I searched for it just to see, like, maybe there was a 3rd Netflix forgot about me.
Yeah.
Something like that. They're both seasons are so gold. Amazing. If you have not seen American Vandals, it is everything that you love about reality TV that is 100% scripted beautifully like The Office is. It's fucking amazing.
And they treat it like
dead serious.
As if it's real. Yeah.
Dead. Like it is solving a murder mystery.
They're like dicks. Like it shows like this.
You know what though? That's how it would have been in my high school, dude. That's how it would have been. Like it would have been real like that. It would have been amazing.
My favorite part was the 3D model of the guy getting a hand job on a dock.
Maybe I need to rewatch it.
Yeah, it's so good. And then the second one was great too when they acknowledged that Netflix picked it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's good. Okay. So. Tiger King is somehow we're on Nick Cage and Tiger King. Let's get back.
No idea how we got
Let's give a try. How did we get back? So anyway, vagina lips. Okay, we're getting back. Okay.
Okay. So the PS5 looks like vagina lips.
It looks like vagina lips, but
I was going to say there's 2 versions.
In a way that you could show, like, you know, in a conspicuous way. You can have it on the shelf.
Now that you say it, I just see nothing but vaginas. But there's 2 versions of this thing. There's the digital version,
which is not that's a fake vagina.
Yes.
And there's a physical version,
which is a pocket vagina.
It's got a slot. So yeah. there is a vagina.
There's a disc one and a dickless disc one.
No, there's a Barbie. There's a Barbie and there's a real lady.
Hold on. What are we talking about now? I'm completely lost.
Discless doesn't have a slot, right? No, it doesn't. A vagina has a slot. So there's a real lady and a Barbie. The Barbie's the digital. Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Wow, that's terrible. Dirty fast.
Terrible joke. But so there's 2 of them, yes.
Yes, there's as Scott nicely put it, there is a Barbie version, which has no slot. All digital. And then there's the real version, which does have a slot, which has physical disc. And if you look at it aside, it looks like the PS5 is pregnant.
It does. Like,
so this whole thing is just very feminine.
Yes. But hey, you know what? That's great. You need to go against the angular nature of what we're all used to right now, right?
Dicks everywhere. And someone on Twitter put like PS5 meeting PS5 meeting Xbox Project X. And it shows Wally and Eva. Wally's like the Project X. And then Eva's the PS5. And which Eva's a girl too. And she's the same color. Huh. Interesting. Dicks everywhere is all I gotta say.
We're just stumbling into a hidden
dick of a podcast.
Innuendo, video games are innuendo, apparently.
So yeah. I was always against these I don't want new consoles. My last console I've said on the air was my Switch because I fucking love my Switch and I also love my PS4. But then they announced the games on the fucking thing. Oh, I'm getting a PS5. Shit. That sucks.
So I did watch the presentation or whatever, and I guess should we just go through this games list here?
Yeah, it's like a handful of games.
Yeah, there's a handful. There's maybe like 4 or 5 that are exclusive that you're not going to be able to get on anything else.
Yeah.
But let's see. Which of the highlighted ones? Exclusives are listed in blue.
Well, there's Gran Turismo 7, which, come on.
That looked fine, but there's, you know, Forza and all that. So, but it looked good.
Yeah.
Right?
Grand Theft Auto 5? What the fuck? Grand Theft Auto 5 has been on 3 different generations of consoles.
I know. What was funny is that was the first thing that's what opened the show.
Really? Where people were like, what are you doing?
All the reactions I've heard. Now, these are like, you know, podcast journalists. They're dorks like us. So they are going to have a reaction. I bet most people were like, oh, thank God. I get to keep all my shit. Like, I bet there are a lot of people that are like, my progress carries forward. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Demon's Souls is getting remade from the ground up. Looks like.
That's cool. Demon's Souls. Not Dark Souls, Demon Souls. That's
Demon
different.
Souls. Yeah, Demon yes. Souls. The PS1 cool. or PS2 or whatever. Before Dark Souls, before it became broke big. I'm happy for like Dustin about that. I'm sure he'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'd be really curious what his thoughts are because he loves original Demon Souls.
There's Horizon 2. I've never played Horizon 1. I have it. I played about 30 hours. Why did I lie? I just said I haven't played it. I played 30 hours. I have played it. I didn't feel it. It wasn't my game, but.
I was feeling it, and then Breath of the Wild came out, and I haven't gone back, and I never finished any of them.
They're very similar gameplay?
Ish.
Yeah.
Like, there was enough enough Venn diagram overlapped.
Yeah.
That it was, I wasn't happy with that. So
anyway, they're both like open world and robots at the same time.
Yeah. But it looked neat, and that's cool.
One of the games this made me go, fuck, I gotta buy a PS5 was Oddworld. Soulstorm.
Okay.
It's not a remake. Oh no, this one is a remake of Apes Exodus, I believe. I've been following Oddworld on Facebook for years. Cause all they ever do is remake their Oddworld games, and I'm waiting for the new sequel of Oddworld. If no one's ever played Oddworld, please play it. It's such a beautiful game. And this game was supposed to come out on PS4 and it's been in the works for so long. And now it's coming out for PS5, which is like,
Among other stuff too, though. Not an exclusive. But if you're going to get the system.
It's for next gen. It's not
Like in your mind, you're PS5, right?
Yes.
I'm leaning that way right now because of Game Pass on PC and fingers crossed with xCloud. Being able to maybe stream some of the, like, a Gear 6.
On what?
Well, the Game Pass Ultimate, that $15 a month thing or whatever, gives me that streaming app. So maybe, like, Gears 5 or Halo Master Chief or whatnot, maybe I can get away with streaming some of the
exclusives. Yeah.
And then, so then I'm thinking, like, maybe if I buy a PS5, have the Switch or whatever, and then some combination of PC and what's on the streaming might limp me through what I would need to like cover as much of my bases as possible for the least amount of cash and hardware, you know?
Yeah.
And then maybe eventually get the Series X Pro or Plus. But, you know, there's nothing here so far, even though there's something here that looks absolutely like stunning to me.
I just looked it up. Oddworld Soulstorm is actually also available on PS4, so I feel a little bit better.
Oh, okay, good.
So PS4 and PS5. There's Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
This was my favorite one.
Oh, was it? Sorry, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah.
All right, my bad.
No. I just Ratchet and Clank looked at this made the no loading thing like showed off to me how magical this could be. If you haven't watched this trailer, Kevin, and also think about it in like a Ghostbusters lens or a Sonic teleporting lens or something like that. The loading in of these different worlds, it was really to me, it spoke to me like, wow, I can really see where this is going. And there was a lot of crap going on. It was blowing up all over the place. I just thought it looked really fun.
Now, this is based off the new remake Ratchet and Clank one, right? Because they remade Ratchet and Clank on PS4.
Yes, it's from that, yeah.
Yeah, so I played that one, and I adored that one.
Yeah.
I was in love with it. I didn't even like Ratchet and Clank before in the past, so...
Me too.
I'm all in for another one. That one was based off a movie, right? Or something
no,
like that?
No, it's just a movie was also made. It wasn't based off of. It just...
Oh, okay. I thought they were like hand in hand.
No, I said that with a lot of confidence. I didn't think they were. Maybe
because I thought that the cutscenes in the game were the movie's cutscenes. Is what I understood it as.
You're probably right. I didn't think they were related. I wouldn't bet much money on my.
I make shit up all the time.
That's like where I'm kind of at too. So,
The other game was Resident Evil 8.
Not exclusive.
Village. Not exclusive, but they announced it.
Need to see it.
I didn't see the trailer because it's werewolves and it's exactly what the rumors were that I heard the next one would be. But again, they're doing a cute thing of putting the number 8 and Roman numerals in the title. Vill. V-I-L-L.
Yep.
V-I-L-L. Yeah, that's 8. Yeah, Rocky 2 plus Rocky. Rocky 7. Adrian's Revenge. That's a Simpsons joke. The other game that made me go, fuck, was Spider-Man Miles Morales, which is rad. I thought it was an extension of the original Spider-Man game. It is not. They have confirmed it is its own game where you get to play as Miles Morales Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Fuck. And I really love Spider-Man a lot. A lot.
I know you do. I'm excited. That should be cool.
Yeah. It's that one's exclusive for the PS5.
Some other games that jumped out to me, I thought, which one was? There were some.
Now, keep in mind, I never watched the trailers or anything. I didn't watch the whole thing. So,
there were some cute games, like maybe Astro. No, gosh, I heard Bug Snacks is awesome.
There was Sackboy: A Big Adventure. What's that about?
It's like it's not Little Big Planet. It's just like crafted, I believe, like a Mario Galaxy or. Maybe more like Mario 3D World, but like the Sackboy teams did it. I don't know. There were some other cute looking games. I think maybe Project Athia. I don't know. Maybe not. No. That looked more Tomb Raider-y. There were some cool looking stuff. I thought it was a good presentation. It got me excited about the next generation. I'm a believer in the potential of minimal loading screens. And what that could do in terms of changing up gameplay.
I like loading screens. What am I going to do? I like looking at my Facebook for like a quick minute while that thing loads. Although if you keep having to load if you die, that's kind of a pain. Like Final Fantasy VII, I went through a stage where I had to keep dying.
Yeah, I kept loading. Maybe I don't know. Like,
and the funny thing is,
you know what? If I'm a developer. Those kind of people that are like, I miss load screens. Good riddance. Go play your PS4.
Oh, no. If I had a choice of not having load screens, absolutely. Sure. But I'm not, that's not what's selling me on the next gen is the loading screen time.
It hadn't until I watched the Ratchet and Clank warp between levels thing. And I'm like, I get it. I'm in. Yeah. It is not, I can actually see the game mechanic benefits from this now, not just. Spider-Man doesn't need to hang out on the subway. Like, to me, yes, that's not sexy. What I saw in the Ratchet and Clank was like, all right, I see the moral assault. I see what you can really do.
Okay, maybe it's because I'm missing that. I'll check that out.
To me, maybe I'm simple and it's not going to impress you. But for me, it like really was like, I see what they're
doing. And the funny thing about this whole next gen finally being revealed is that now I'm thinking about buying an Xbox One. And the only thing that stopped me from buying an Xbox One is I need you to do me a favor, put in an Xbox 360 compatible game and let me know if you can put that game into sleep mode. That's all I want.
Okay. I can do that.
Cause I know you can do it on Xbox One. I assume you can like put the game down anytime you want, like you can on the PS4 and Switch. If you can do that on Xbox One while playing a 360 game, let me know that. I want to play Silent Hill HD Collection so badly again.
Are you sure it's backwards compatible?
No, I'm not sure.
Check that list first.
Okay.
And yes, I have some game. Yes, I definitely have some stuff that's backwards compatible. So what you need to do, you want me to put a 360 game in the Xbox One, the disc.
The disc.
Put the Xbox to sleep.
Yeah. And then see if it resumes when you turn it on. Because when I played Splatterhouse last year, I had to keep waiting for the game to save. And it's hard to wait for a game to save or find a save point when you have a then 4-year-old.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just stop playing whenever I want without having to look for a save
point. I will gladly test that. I'll be skeptical of it functioning.
Because you can do it on Xbox One, right? I assume. Xbox One games?
Yes.
Okay. So I hope that it will do that the same for the 360 games. Because I know, like, I'm wondering the same thing with PS Now. I don't know if that's the case. if you stream PS3, PS2 games, if it has a sleep mode.
I don't know. That's worth testing.
Yeah.
I would guess that it does, honestly.
I would assume so, too.
But I'll check.
Okay, cool. Because, yeah, I want an Xbox One to play my Xbox 360 games.
Also, there's a game called Renatural, which Returnal, which everyone that I saw laughed at that name, but looked kind of cool.
Returnal? Yeah. That's cute. It's like Returning and Eternal. Cheers. It's like a Revengeance.
Yes, and that's probably why they were laughing at it, because it's...
Like, there's an example of a game I would love to play again, Metal Gear Solid Revengeance. I need a sleep mode.
If it's not from a game and it's actually like, I think Revengeance might be one of the, it was on gold or something. I think I might have a digital copy. I'm pretty sure that definitely does. But from the disc, okay. I'm not sure about.
But am I stupid for buying an Xbox One now when the Project X was just announced? I guess it depends how much it costs, right?
Yes, because that also is no. I think Xbox was coming out saying like for the first 18 months, the Series X is out. All new games will also work on the Xbox One.
Okay.
So they're going to, they've committed publicly to support it for quite a while.
Okay.
So if you find it for a good price, yeah. I mean, if you think you can get a year and a half out of it.
Probably not with a Switch, but I want to play my 360 games. That's the only reason why I want it.
But you know what? Sleep mode. If, you never know. You might be able to find one for $100 on Facebook or something like that. You never know. Someone might just need to be unloading it and thinking it's. I used my Xbox One S. I still love that thing. It's a.
Yeah.
Like a spec wise, a piece of crap. And the menu's kind of slow, but you know what? Halo plays great in it. 4K Blu-rays play great in it. I think that, yeah. Video games are so great right now. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
But I don't know, man. I got hyped watching the thing. It was like, all right, I saw some stuff in there that I'm in. I probably won't buy it at launch, but it's inevitable. I'm getting it. Uh-oh. We got a frozen Kevin. Do we have an audio, Kevin? Okay,
I'm here.
We do.
Oh, wait. Cool. No, I'm not.
I hear you. I see you. Keep talking. We're good. We're good.
I'm good.
All right. So, yeah. That's going to be it for the news this week. Kevin, so let's talk about some games that are going to be inexpensive to pick up.
It's time for some sales. Do we have a thing for them? Deals, sales. All right. So first thing, free games. You can get a free copy of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt via good old Games Galaxy 2.0.
Heck yeah.
Whatever that means, it's some sort of like...
It's their Steam.
GUI.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like a GUI.
Like a client. But yeah, it also is an interface as well.
So you get The Witcher 2, which is pretty rad, for free. Just for getting that. So this is one of those moments where it's like legitimately free. You don't need a subscription. Just got to give your email address, and that's about it. There's another Humble Bundle, Fight for Racial Justice Bundle. And they have some good games in there. So far, they've raised $2 million. This is nowhere as much games as we said last time. But there are some games in there, like Baba Is You, which I've heard nothing but great things about. It's a good puzzle game. The only thing go ahead.
Oh, Hyperlight Drifter. Oh, yeah. There was the Hyperlight Drifter game that was in the PS4 thing that's coming out. Looked amazing. It's not Hyperlight Drifter, but it's by the makers of that. And it was like a really hyper-stylized, like awesome-looking...
Yeah.
There was also another game that had maybe some Max Payne-y kind of. God, we did a really crappy job of covering the PS5. Like, there were some games that stood out to me that I wanted to talk about. You talk about the games in the Humble Bundle, and I'm going to try to do a better job going back, at least highlighting a game or two.
Oh, sure. Some other games: Kerbal Space Program. Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing, Faster Than Light, Advanced Edition, Bioshock Remastered, The War of Mind, Final Cut. Never got into that game. There's just a bunch of games here, and those games alone that I just mentioned are worth the $5 that they're asking for. Plunge, Gunscape, just Neo Cab. Yeah, it's a great bundle. It's a great reason. Oh, Framed Collection. I thought that was only an iPhone game, but it is not. And Shaft and a whole bunch of books and comics. It's a real good bundle. you know, if you're all to helping people, then go for it. Nintendo has a few sales, and by few, I mean one. Duke Nukem 3D 20th Anniversary World Tour pre-order is coming out for the Switch. It's on pre-order for $5 until July 6th, and it goes to, I think, $10. It's Duke Nukem. I mean, I have it on the Switch. I have it on the Vita. I have it on everything. I love Duke Nukem. I'll buy it no matter what. And, yeah, it's on sale. And Nintendo, some random Nintendo game developer was just bored at home during quarantine and created a game called Jump Rope Challenge. It's free officially from Nintendo, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just a jump rope challenge. You use your Joy-Cons as a jumping rope, and you jump and beat your score and do it again the next day. They did it out of boredom and because they wanted to exercise, and this is a good way to do it.
I saw you tweet about that with your daughter having a good time.
She did 1,000 jumps the first day. And it's very Japanese. So like the background will turn into like a random picture of a cat. Sure, there's no point to this game. but yeah, she jumped in place and used it as jump ropes, and she went to 1,000. At 200, she was like wheezing, and I'm like, we're good? She's like, no, I'm going to go higher. And she went all the way to 1,000. I was like, holy shit. So it's good for those who have a little kid at home.
Cool. Solar Ash is the game that I wanted to bring attention to from the Hyperlight Drifter people. Sorry.
Soul Ash?
Solar Ash.
Oh, Solo Ash.
And there was another. Never. I thought it began with an M. There was something else, though, that looked freaking amazing, and I can't think of what it is.
Well, the PS5 was just revealed, so I'm sure.
But it's fine. It's all good. Then no one's like teetering on our opinion, so it's all good. All
right. PS4 sales, they have a thing called remaster and retro sales. A bunch of Neo Geo games includes King of Fighters, Metal Slug, and Fatal Fury are all $3.99 each. Arcade Archives, which is a Double Dragon 2, the Revenge, the arcade version, is $3.99. Arcade Game Series 3-in-1, which is Pac-Man, Dig Dug, and Galaga, I want to say, for $3.99. Or you can buy them all for $1.99. Just buy the whole thing. Bully is $8.99. I'm going to buy this game. Fuck it. I'm waiting for this price to go lower than that, but it's not, and I love Bully. Duke Nukem is also on sale for the PS4 for $5. Grand Theft Auto Trilogy, that's 3, San Andreas, and help me out here, Vice City, yes, for $17.49. That's half off. Metal Slug Anthology is $5.99. It's the PS2 version. Let me warn you, I have this, and there is a little bit of an input lag, which is a shame because it's a PS2 version. I know it's terrible, but it's the whole anthology for $6. Resident Evil and Resident Evil Zero are both $5, 75% off. Shenmue 1 and 2 is $12. That's both games. And the King of Fighter 2000 is $3.99, son, $3.99. Which is pretty rad. Cool. And for Xbox One, you have Dead by Daylight for $12. That's the game that we were talking about last week, which you thought was the guy from Dead Space. Don't Starve Giant Edition plus Shipwrecked Expansion is $5.69. This is one of those games I've tried my darnest tootiest to fucking get into because it looks like the kind of game I would be into. It's like a roguelike adventure game where you have to don't starve and live. And it's like beautifully pencil sketched. It was like Tim Burton drawing cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck I am doing in this game. I've looked up. I've even spoken to the people who made the game saying, I fucking love you guys and I support you guys. And I bought this game on everything that's available on. I don't know how to play this game. And they're like, no problem. Here's a cool YouTube video that this guy made explaining how to play it. I'm like, fucking A. And I watched the video and I still have no idea how to play this game. It's like the war of is mine, that game I mentioned, the Humble Bundle.
Oh yeah.
No way to know how to play it. I want to. Way too complicated for me.
Yeah.
Have you tried Don't Starve?
No.
Oh, it looks so good. It looks like it'd be a lot of fun. Fuck no, me.
I actually, it's the aesthetic, like that Tim Burton. I don't like that Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, you don't like
that? No, I don't like that aesthetic.
Oh. Doesn't like you. I asked it this morning. And The Sims 4 is on sale again for $4. Cool. And that's all the sales. That will save your wallet some pennies.
There you go.
What does that mean?
Save your wallet some pennies. So, Kevin, you jumped ahead. You just played Jump Rope this week. Is our podcast almost done?
No, I have still been playing Binding of Isaac, and I've been playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, but no one wants to hear about that. My daughter completed her first video game. She's 5. And this was the first game she sat and played by herself. I did the, when she's like, Dada, can you do this part for me? I'm like, for fuck's sakes. Like, games are supposed to be challenging. You have to keep trying it. And then an hour later, I'm like, fuck, that was hard. Here's the controller back. So I'm like, there are a couple of times I was telling her, like, she gives up easily.
Sure.
Freaking Mario Brothers, she'll like jump, like miss a hole and die and like tell me to do it. I'm like, no, you have to do it.
Yeah.
That's the point of the game. There will be jumps. You have to learn how to make these jumps. But in this game, it goes from like 0 to 100 in difficulty. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't you.
Fair enough.
That was a game. That was hard. It's a weird little Japanese game called Piku Niku. We call it the long legs game. You play as a weird little circle with long legs and you go around the city. It's very kid friendly, which is why it caught her attention. It's very colorful, very friendly. And it actually helped her read because she's learning how to read now. So there's like speech bubbles. And she's like reading them out loud and pretending to be the characters and big words. She would ask me to do it. And I'm like, for fuck's sakes, you do, you know, and I would read it for her. This is the first game where she actually beat by herself. The last game she beat was Joe and Max Caveman Ninja game that we played together. But I was doing most of the work because it's on the live. She kept dying in the corner. This was all her.
Sweet.
And I couldn't be prouder that she beat not only her first video game, but an indie game.
Yeah. At five. That's good, man. That's like. That's when I started, I feel like. That's when the Nintendo got introduced to our house.
And that's when I had my earliest memory of playing a game was when I was about 5 or 4 of my brother teaching me how to play Tetris when I was lying in bed with a headache. And Tetris is probably one of the first games besides Pac-Man that I remember playing as a kid. I remember it so fondly of him showing me how to play Tetris, but I had this killer headache as a kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I hope this will like stick with her. It was on sale on the Switch for $1 at one point. I think it's on normal prices $20. It's a fun game. And you can play co-op and she likes playing because the Switch controls are so small. So she likes playing with the red one like sideways. And yeah, it was great. I was so proud of her. I was like, yeah. And she's like, you want to play Binding of Isaac?
Was she like, I did it. And she all pumped?
Oh, when the credits rolled, she jumped and went, woo!
Yeah.
And now she's been trying to play Binding of Isaac, which is like really difficult for her. She drew Binding of Isaac, sent it to Edward, but he did not Edward, Edmund, and he did not reply. I'm like, really? Oh, fuck you. No, I'm joking. But I did tell the Pico Pico guys that she beat their game and they liked it. I was like, oh
yeah. Guys. Very cool. I've only been playing one game as well. Kevin, I'm still playing Katana Zero. What a fantastic video game this is. I fucked up, though. And luckily, it's a forgiving game. For as punishing as it is, you can replay a level, which I'm sure there'll be a narrative explanation for it later. I decided to do drugs with somebody and let him use my sword to cut cocaine. And lost
I didn't do that.
And lost my sword.
Oh shit. No, I never did
so
that.
So then the level starts and you just have to use all environmental stuff. No sword. It was like, oh my God. So I got out of the menu and it was like, if you restart, you're going to lose all the progress in this level. I'm like, thank God. So then restarted that one again and got to the scene where I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you my sword. I will still do cocaine with you, but I'm not going to do my sword. And I have my sword as the level started and then put myself to sleep.
That's so cool. I didn't even know that was an option. Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm going to start all over. I'm not going to brute force because there was no guarantee I'd ever get it back.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, the game's name is Katana Zero. I hope you'd get it back at some point.
I figure, yeah.
Well, the zero meant you don't have it, so maybe the game's not lying.
Not the case, though. It is just, I usually have my Switch in my bed. So, like, it's a perfect thing at the end of the night. Like, I'll grind through, like, I tell myself, like, 2 or 3 little stages.
Yeah.
And then before I know it, it'll be like 7 days remain, 6 days remain. I'm like, fuck, yeah. I gotta stop.
And the story is so intriguing.
It's too, so like, wild. I'm so into what's going on. And it's trippy in a cool way. The detail of the animation is just absolutely fantastic. There's so much emotion in the characters. And it's excellent. It's a phenomenal game. And I'm pumped. I'm playing every day. It's cool. So check awesome. It out. Get Katana Zero. Kevin got it for me, and a great choice. It really, I haven't played a game like this since Hotline Miami 2, but I didn't really care for that one as much.
Neither did I.
So it's been a while, and I'm in. Like, this has got that balance just right.
Yeah.
And you're right.
And it's fun.
I've really gotten used to that slowdown mechanic.
At first, it's like, I forgot it's there. And it's like a clutch.
You're like, oh, you'll remember.
Crutch? Clutch? Crutch.
Yeah, both. It is clutch and a crutch. All right. I guess that's it, man. That's okay. I've got to get up early in the morning. So, you know, you got some comments from Demez, and then that's going to be it for the show this week. Like I said, I got the golf tournament tomorrow, so I got to go into work early and all that kind of stuff. So,
I'm still working from home, luckily, thankfully.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm working more from home now, but I still like being in the office. I genuinely do. Since we have the social distancing, it's like a fraction of what it was, and like everybody has to be in their own kind of office, but at least we can, like, yell, like, hey, do you have the purchase order from blah, 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 or whatever? Or did you send that through? Or did you take care of that?
Well, in Toronto, I was telling you off the air, they finally opened the social circle to 10 people. So I was able to actually see my family for the first time in 3 months. So.
Oh, dude, while I'm pulling up your grandma's store was on the national broadcast. It's like, so we were celebrating National Portuguese Day. So why don't you share that?
My mom used to work at a butcher shop named Nosso Talu. I could say it because she doesn't work there anymore. It's in Toronto, downtown on Bloor Street, for those who care and who listen. And the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, was talking about Portugal Day, and I'm Portuguese. And then he was talking about all the Portuguese stores in the community that have helped the community. And he mentioned my mom's store, which I was like, what the fuck? How the hell did that happen? Cause it's an independently owned store. It's like, I know everyone there, and they do help out the community. The dude actually won $14 million on the lottery, and he gave away free meat for like a day. And there's like lineups around the block for this. And, they're good people there. So it was weird to hear Justin Trudeau, of all people, talk about this little dinky store in Toronto. So that was cool.
But very cool.
I didn't know there was a Portugal Day. So,
oh, that's right. You could see your grandmother, and it was your mom's store. Or the store your mom worked at, right?
Yeah, my mom.
That's right. Yeah. So, cool. Well, we got some feedback from Demez. Demez says, checkers is mathematically, technically not a good game. Map of distance checkers? Of solved checkers. Oh, and they've proven that each player makes a perfect move every game. There is a draw. And no way to win mathematically. So someone has to make an error, I guess. Or it's a stalemate. Kind of like tic-tac-toe is mathematically a bad game.
Yeah. You have a... Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, he's right. It's not good. I threw it out there as though it was a good game. It was a flipping comment. Thanks for holding me accountable. he also says, I'm not so sure about boy boxes, but I'm into box girls. Girls boxes.
Oh, the box girls boy. Boxes. Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
He also says, Zombie U is amazing. Zombies pronounce zombie because zombie is plural of zombie.
Like cacti.
Like cacti. Or octopi.
Or octopussy.
Or vagina.
James Bond movie.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Yeah, we both went right there.
we're adults.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Adulthood's a myth.
Did you say vagina eye?
Yes, because.
Oh, like more than one?
Yes, it was. It felt like. The joke was that it was not the word.
Now I gotta do some sort of thumbnail with a vagina in it.
No, yes, you do. Georgia O'Keeffe paintings. Done. Good. There you go. There's vagina eyes all over her paintings. I didn't think Scott would read my pink on the inside joke. Ha 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 ha.
Weird. I just verbally did his comment, but that was a genuine laugh.
So, cool. Dumbass. I love Dumbass. Thanks for commenting, buddy. Yeah, he is funny. Speaks his mind, says really funny stuff. So, yeah. All right. I think that's going to be it for the show this week. It's right at an hour. So,
wow.
We made it, us. You know, not too bad considering it was light, but a lot of fun. this week. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our social media handles everywhere are Classic L337, just a little at symbol, and then Classic Elite. It's also our email address, classicelite@gmail.com, if you have any feedback for the show. We want to thank Ben Landis for letting us use his song Through the Forest, and thanks to Cubby for letting us use his song Tidal Force. We have Amazon affiliate links, so if you click on any of the links in the description and buy something on Amazon, we will get some commission.
If you click, I did fix the Canadian one.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. And if
there was an S missing.
Oh, there was?
Yeah. It was HTTP instead of HTTPS.
That'll do it. That will. Yep. That'll do it. Yeah. So
you say click on anything. Sorry, I cut you off. Click on anything.
And if you buy something while you're there, it will. We'll get a commission. So yeah. Otherwise, just if you want to leave us a comment or review anywhere, that'd be awesome too. That's a good way to support the show. So, Kevin, that's going to be it for episode 323 of the Classic Elite Podcast. And we'll see everybody next week for episode 324. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.